The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is the secrets of Hajj. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Today, Wednesday, is the 6th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Holy Quran, chapter Al-Hajj, verse 27.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق.
And proclaim to the people the Hajj. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel. They will come from every distant pass.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Those who come on foot are mentioned in the verse before those who come riding on beast, because their rank before Allah is higher, since they suffered the toleration of this voyage more than the latter. That is why a tradition narrated from the Prophet indicates that he who goes to Hajj on foot will get 700 rewards for each step he takes, while those who are mounted on animals will get 70 rewards.
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لبنا ثوب الندم بالدمع كم فاض الحرم نشكو الخطايا واللمم لا يشتكى إلا إليك
لبيك واغفر للذنوب لبيك ها إني أتوب أصلحني من كل العيوب وأمر فؤادي بالطيوب ليفوز بالعرض عليك
يا رب الأمم قد
As previous episodes, you know that we speak about the secrets of Hajj. Islam states specific dates, time and place for offering Hajj. Failing to heed them renders them unacceptable by Allah. Ihram, or donning the pilgrim's robes, begins in a certain place. Tawaf, the ceremonial circumambulation of the Kaaba, is done in a specific place. Sa'y, that means walking 7 times between the hills of Safa and Marwa, is done in a certain place. As place has its significance and lawful position in this worship, date and time also have importance and impact as a prominent factor that renders this worship correct. Therefore, the most important of the devotions connected to this great duty are offered at specific times.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with some secrets or some important aspects of the Hajj. Another point in this regard is that when people go on Hajj, on the way to Hajj, they think about Hajj, and on the way back, okay, they remember, I mean, they come to review the memories of Hajj, and it helps them, it encourages them to think about the duties, the religious duties. Now, we find that from this perspective, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never needs our performing Hajj. Rather, all these rites and rituals are meant for us in order to excel, in order to make improvements in our religious life and also in our individual and social lives. I mean, both individually, morally, And at the same time, we find that both in our individual way of life as well as in our communal way of life, we are expected to be very much concerned with how to satisfy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to perform our religious duties as best as possible.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
In this part, in the footsteps of the father of the prophets, Abraham, the house of Allah became a symbol of faith, a place of worship and glorification of Allah, a place to which people journey, a place of sanctity and security to the guests of Allah. Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, was looking after the house. In it he was humbly worshipping and glorifying Allah and holding it in high esteem. He deeply felt the glory of this sublime symbol and waited for its great role in humanity's life. This stony house was Allah's. It was a simple, humble house floating on a sea of sand amidst waves of mountain and scattered hills. Surrounded by barrenness on every side, could anyone think that house set up in the middle of the desert, out of touch with the spring and people, could ever be so inhabited and highly glorified? Yes. Holy Quran, chapter 28, verse 68. Your Lord creates and chooses whatever He wills. The choice is not theirs. Glorified and exalted is Allah above what they associate with Him.
شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.
This is today's special, and this is one lesson to take home from Hajj. Care for Allah's creation. Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 121. And when Ibrahim said, My Lord, make it a secure town and provide its people with fruits, such of them as believe in Allah and the Last Day. The Abrahamic prayer for the land of Mecca was twofold, for security and for the provision of fruits. The prayer was granted, and to this day the security of the Haram arena is preserved. Not a tree can be uprooted, nor an animal hunted within the sacred sanctuary. O you who believe, do not kill game while you are on pilgrimage. Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 95. In fact, not even an insect found on the body can be killed. It is a shame to see the sanctity towards animals and plants afforded by Allah in His home, in contrast to the reckless attitude we often demonstrate in our homes, seen most aptly in our daily lives as wastages of food and resources.
One day, Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, along with a man from Abd al-Dar, his name was Shayba. They started arguing with one another. Al-Abbas told him, O Shayba, I am the highest in the eyes of Allah because I used to give water to the Hujjaj. We, Bani Hashim, we had that honor because the well of Zamzam for a long time was not disclosed. It was barren. Then Abd al-Muttalib is the one who discovered it, the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Then later on, Al-Abbas was the one who would take water from Zamzam and give it to the pilgrims. So Al-Abbas says, I have the greatest honor. I have served the Kaaba. I have served Masjid al-Haram. How? I used to give water to the pilgrims. Shayba said, no, we have a greater status in the eyes of God because we were the custodians of the Kaaba. We were in charge of the Kaaba and Masjid al-Haram. So they were fighting. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam passed by. This is mentioned in Sunni Hadith as well. He overheard them. He told them, what exactly are you arguing about? Al-Abbas says, I used to give water to the pilgrims. Shaybah said, but we were the custodians of the Kaaba. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam says, I'll tell you, the one who has iman and fights in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a greater status. Abbas, you and Shaybah became Muslim through my jihad, through my efforts. He said it and he left. And Abbas got upset. He went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He told him, Ya Rasulullah, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam said something I don't like. He told him, what did he say? He said he basically hinted that he's better than me and Shaybah because it's through his sacrifices that we became Muslim, and I don't like what he said. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, remember, when there is a dispute like that, he waits for Allah. Especially if something has to do with Ali ibn Abi Talib, he would not comment from himself. He would wait for revelation. Because the Prophet knew whenever Ali is attacked, whenever somebody has a problem with Ali, Allah himself comes to the scenario. He knew that always. This was the tradition, my dear brothers and sisters. So the Prophet told him, wait, let me receive revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this verse in the Holy Quran. أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِ وَعِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَوُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Jibra'il brought the answer. Jibra'il says, do you think that giving water to the pilgrims or constructing the Kaaba or being custodians of Masjid al-Haram is like the one who has real iman and who really believes in the Day of Judgment and who sacrificed and struggled in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, they are not equal in the eyes of Allah.
Brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about this nice, precious journey that is Hajj. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك حجا حقا
الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
Food for thought.
Salam everybody and a happy day for all of you. Today also as food for thought, we have selected another beautiful aphorism from the master of eloquence and wisdom, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, the first infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Here it is. Incapability is a catastrophe. Endurance is bravery. Abstinence is riches, self-restraint is a shield against sin, and the best companion is submission to Allah's will. Thank you.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very important hadith and narration which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about how the goodness and the good of this world and the hereafter, khayrud dunya wal akhirah, khayr, goodness, is obtained, how these are obtained. You know, khair and goodness, this is a very general concept. It's one of the most general concepts, ethical concepts, goodness versus evil, and to which all other, you know, ethical concepts are weighed, right? In this tradition, Imam Ali, it kind of elaborates on how this goodness is obtained. How do we get it? He says, there are three things which, if one possesses, they have been endowed with the good of this world and the hereafter. Three things. They are the following. Contentment with Allah's decree. Ar-ridha bil-qadha. Being content with Allah's decree and what He's destined and written down for us. Of course, this doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, we should not work hard and strive and make efforts for success in this world and the hereafter. But it means that once we have performed and done our most to progress and to succeed in this life and in the hereafter, you know, we should leave the effects to God and also be content with what happens and occurs following our efforts. The second is patience in the face of tribulation. وَالصَّبْرُ عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ, being patient in the face of problems and tribulations and calamities. This also goes back to the first thing, right? If we're content with Allah's decree, a part of that is the tribulations that we will face, so we will be patient in the face of those calamities and tribulations. The last thing and the third thing that the Imam mentions as the cause of the acquisition of goodness in the hereafter and in this world is the following. And thankfulness in times of ease. وَالتَّشَكُّرْ فِي الرَّخَى. وَالتَّشَكُّرْ فِي الرَّخَى. Meaning being thankful in times of ease. Right? Of course, this might be a lower form of goodness, because we also have some other hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which he says, we in reference to the family of the Prophet, thankful to God both in the face of tribulations and in the face of ease. Right? So maybe this is like a lower form of goodness that the Imam is referring to. In any case, this is still a cause of the acquisition of goodness in the hereafter and in this world. In a similar tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam has also kind of summed up this hadith in a general terms. He said, Allah, glory be to Him, does not give His servant any good of this world or in the hereafter, except as a result of His good nature and good intention. It kind of sums up those three things in one good quality. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the good of this world and the hereafter and its obtainment in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila. نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, welcome back. Inshallah, we'll continue our previous topics. We were like doing some examples on Tanween and Nun Sakin while we are applying like the rule Izhar, right? So we will go to Surah An-Nazi'at. We will go through Surah An-Nazi'at, inshallah, and recite the verses. Let's see if we find any example for Izhar. Inshallah, we'll apply it, okay? Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let's recite a salawat and go and start.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
رفع سمكها فسواها
رفع سمكها فسواها.
Do we have any tanween or nun sakin?
No.
No. Let's move on.
وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها. وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها.
Okay, pay attention to the heavy letters and light letters as well, okay?
وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها.
أخرج, okay?
Yes.
وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها. وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها. والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها. والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها.
أحسنتم. In these three ayahs we didn't have any tanween or nunisakin, right?
Yes.
Pay attention to the next ayah we have.
أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها. أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها.
Great. Do you have any nun sakin?
Yes.
منها.
منها. Nun sakin. After nun sakin?
Ha.
Ha. Is it a throat letter?
Yes.
The rule?
Applied.
Is applied.
No rule.
What rule? Izhar. No rule actually. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So how do we recite this?
أخرج منها.
No changes. منها. Clearly, we produce the sound of noon.
أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها. أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها.
أحسن.
والجبال أرساها. والجبال أرساها.
Okay, pay attention to the R sound. R, heavy letter.
والجبال أرساها. والجبال أرساها. متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم.
متاعا
لكم ولأنعامكم.
أحسن. In the previous ayah, we didn't have any nun sakin or tanween, but in this ayah, we have
متاعا تنوين and لأنعامكم.
لأنعامكم. Like the word أنعمت عليهم, yes? In the Surah Al-Fatiha, we have. So متاعا تنوين. But after tanween?
Lam.
Lam. Is it a throat letter?
No.
No, we will come to it later, inshallah. Yes, so, li'an, nun is sakin. Ayn.
Yes.
So, idhar, right?
Yes.
Clearly, the nun must be produced, okay? The nun sound.
Mata'al lankum wa li'an'amikum. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ.
Inshallah, when we study the other rules, okay, idgham, ikhfa, iqlab, idhar will be so much clearer for us. Okay?
Yes.
Because we study like changes that happen to the noon or tanween, okay? Noon sakin or tanween. Then we will understand that in idhar, there will be no changes. Okay? So idhar becomes clear, okay? Clearing becomes clear, okay? When the other rules are studied, okay?
Cleared for us.
Yeah. It will be very clear for you, inshallah, later. So, now it is clear as well.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, in this ayah, we had one example. An'amikum. Example for the letter Ayn. Okay? Nun sakin plus Ayn. Let's go to the next ayah. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى
فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى
أَحْسَنْتُمْ. Do we have any tanween or noon ساكن?
No.
يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى
يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى
يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى
يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى.
Okay, in this ayah, do we have any tanween?
No.
Any nuni sakin?
Yes.
Insan.
Insan. Yeah, the first step was to look for nuni sakin or tanween. Yeah, done. Step one. Step two.
Next letter.
What is the next letter?
Seen.
Seen. Is it a throat letter?
No.
We'll come back to it, okay? Shall so, be. Next step. Third step, we should apply. But we don't have the throat letter to apply.
Yes.
So look, how do I apply the rule here? Another rule, okay? يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ إِنسَانُ I hide the noon sound, yes? Kind of.
إِخْفَى
Look, noon sound comes from my mouth, yes? But I hide it. I make it hide like إِنسَانُ
Yes.
This is the rule إِخْفَى, yes?
Yes.
So إِلْهَار is very clear, yes? إِنسَان If it was, like seen was from throat letter, إِنسَان But yes. It's not throat letter, so we do not apply the rule إِلْهَار So, inshallah, we'll come back to it later, okay?
Inshallah.
Next ayah. So we do not have an example for Ithar here. But we have Nuni Sakin, but no throat letter.
وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى
In the previous ayah we had One nun is hakin, right?
Liman.
Yeah,
liman. Yara. So do we apply the rule ilhar?
No.
Why?
Because here is idgham.
We have idgham. Why? Because the next letter is not? The letter after nun is hakin is not?
Throat letter.
Okay, great. In fa'amma man tawa. We have again?
Nun
is hakin. Man tawa. The next letter for what? Man tawa. The next letter?
Ta.
Is it a throat letter?
Yes.
Is it a throat letter?
Ta.
Ta. Is it from those six letters?
No.
Hamza, ha?
No,
ha,
no,
no. Kha, ayn, ghaim.
No.
There is a Farsi, a Persian poem. I'll tell you, okay, remember this? It's very nice. Harfi halqi. Shishbuad, ay nuri ayn. Hamza, hawo. Hao, khawo. Aynu?
Ghaim.
Ghaim. So it says that the rules of Tanween and Nun is Sakin. Whenever you see throat letters after the Nun or Tanween, okay?
Yeah, you
apply the rule of Har. Whenever you see Yarmalun letters, Ye, Re, Mim, Lam, Waw, Nun, Yarmalun yes. letters, okay? So Itgham. Apply the rule Itgham.
Yes.
Whenever you see the letter Ba, apply the rule Iqlab. Whenever you say see the rest of the letters, do
Iqfa.
Ayah 38.
Yes.
وآثر الحياة الدنيا وآثر الحياة الدنيا
أحسن. Do we have any tanween?
No.
Any nun ساكن?
Yes.
Yes.
Dunya.
Okay. Do we have the letter throat letters after the nun?
No.
We have ye.
Yes.
So how do you say this? It's yer. It is idgham. How do you do it?
Dunya.
Dunya. But that's wrong. This is an exception, inshallah, I'll tell you, okay?
Yes.
Say dunya.
It is an exception. You do not have to apply the rule of idgham here. فَإِنَّ
الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى
Okay, do we have any tanween or nuni sakin?
No.
We have nuni sakin, but we do not have throat letters. Next ayah. In the next ayah we have.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى
Okay, in this ayah, do we have any tanwin or nun sakin?
Yes.
Where?
An.
An, anil hawa.
An, no, man.
Man. We have an, anil hawa. That's an. Okay, nun sakin. But we have?
Man.
Okay. No, nafs. In anil hawa, I will talk about it later. In okay. Man.
Man.
Khafa, right? Nun sakin, man. Then the letter? Kha. Is it a throat letter or no?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
The rule? Izhar. How do you say it, Fawad?
Man khafa.
Man khafa. Nun is clear, man. Yeah. Do not change it. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَنْ خَافَ Do not say مَخَافَ Do not merge it to خَ or any other rules. So alhamdulillah,
nafs.
We learned the rule izhar, inshallah. In the next session, stay with us, okay? Let's take a break. Inshallah, we'll come back. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools. But first and foremost, thanks to Allah Almighty. So, let's recite a salawat. We'll be back, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيت أو تبعد من أدنيت أو تشرد من آويت أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمت
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. Hayhat, anta akramu min an tudayya man rabbayta. Far be it from you. You are more generous than that. You will not torture him whom you have nurtured. Aw tub'ida man adnayta. Or you will not banish him whom you have brought up. Aw tusharrida man awayta. You will not drive away him who you have given an abode. Aw tusallima ila al-bala'i man kafaytahu wa rahimta. Or you will not submit to tribulation him whom you have spared and shown mercy to. whom you have spared and shown mercy to. We said that Allah the Exalted will reveal His love to the servants even before they come into this world, and Allah showers upon them His blessings so that they might love Him. Now, in this episode, to be able to imagine what is going on in this system, wonderful system of our bodies, we will mention only the eye in brief, for example. Human eye is composed of different parts: eyeball, internal eye muscles, eyelid, the tear system, etc. Eyeball is what occupies 1/5 of the whole eye hole space. The rest of the eye hole is filled with fat, nerves, vessels, muscles, and the tear ball. The eye muscles are 4 straight muscles, the upper, lower, inner, and outer muscles, and they are being controlled by the brain core and the brain bridge. The eyelid and eyelashes have the duty of cleaning and closing the eye in the case of sleep and danger, and the tear system is shaped like an almond, which is related to the nasal cavity by a bone and keeps the eye constantly clean, bright, and wet. Now, this is interesting that the eyeball itself is composed of 3 curtains, the iris of the eye being one of them. This iris is the colored part of the eye. The hole in its center is called pupil and has the responsibility of regulating the light using tightening and loosening muscles. The eye lens fractures the light to focus the pictures on the retina, which is the light receiver organ. So, various orders reach from the nervous cells to body organs, including the eye. And, for example, a muscle is ordered to be expanded, and simultaneously, the eyes are ordered to be closed, and the glands are ordered to produce sweat, and anyway, different orders are being sent. And now, when you keep in your mind the number of nerve cells in the whole body, that is around 15 billion. And some believe that it takes about 40,000 years for an electronic expert to make such a sophisticated system. But this is Allah that brought forth the living from the dead, that created human from a sperm, that created sperm from the soil, and the animal from the egg. He created the plant from the seed, and He created the sperm from the living human who has digested that food, the egg from the living bird, and the seed from the living plant. This is only one aspect of the manifestation of the divine mercy.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will You see me punished with the fire kindled by You, despite my belief in Your unity, and despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of You, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised You, and my conscience has acknowledged Your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to Your divinity? No, indeed You are far too kind and generous to destroy one You nourished and supported, or to drive away from Yourself one You have kept under Your protection.
Thank You, Allah,
that we're here,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, what we were trying to say was that we are unable to understand only one aspect of just the material blessings of the Almighty Allah, let alone the spiritual ones. Who is the one who controls this wonderful system of the world, the mind and the nature of all humans? Allah. That is why the Holy Prophet is ordered to tell them, won't you fear disbelief and denying his orders? Now, let us discuss spiritual training a bit. This kind of training is fulfilled by human thinking power, human nature and prophethood and imamah, divine books, and especially Quran. The true Lord we are worshipping has given us the freedom to use these blessings so that the efforts would be valued more. And based to this freedom to choose, the humans deserve mercy, forgiveness, and paradise, God willing. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, in this part of the Kumayyah supplication, tells Allah, "Hayhat, anta akramu min an tudayya man rabbayta." It is very far from you to spoil the one whom you have accepted, the one who has accepted your divinity and training. "Aw tub'ida man adnayta." It is very far from you to torture the one who you have brought to your nearness and mercy, or to drive away the one who you have given refuge, or chastise the one who you have spared. You are so merciful and so generous to do so. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him,
الجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently taking our inspiration from the 16th sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains some of the strategies that he has in mind with regards to the Islamic community. And we realize that his very powerful and deep insight with regards to the events of the past and how they reflect themselves in the present day and age and their relevance. And this gives him that very strength in able to provide that right, strategy. And that analytical expertise that he had with regards to the present day issues that, you know, made him understand what exactly the community is facing. So as there are people who might know very well about the stories of the past, but they are very, very weak in understanding and analyzing the present day situation. And a person who needs to guide the society needs to have both, to be able to know the past and to analyze today's day and age and see the relevance between the two and show the path ahead. And this was what Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to do.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. And we are talking about how Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to apply a strategy in the society. And we saw that Imam Ali alayhi salam had analyzed the community very well. And he saw that the same difficulties and problems that the community faced at the time when the Prophet had come, when the community was still in the age of ignorance, that same ignorance has returned back. إِنَّ بَلِيَّتَكُمْ قَدْ عَادَتْ كَهَيْئَتِهَا يَوْمَ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ نَبِيَّهُ. The same difficulties, the same problems, the same sicknesses have come back. It was as if Imam Ali alayhi salam was saying, O people, O feeble-minded, weak-hearted people. I mean, this is a sad reality. It's not that Imam Ali is trying to degrade these people. It's just they had become like that. You today, as if Imam Ali is saying, you today are happy that the mosque of the Prophet has been expanded and that people are praying there and there are large numbers of people coming to pray and that, people are reciting Quran and they are doing various acts of worship inside that mosque and you are happy with that. Or he's addressing that army general at that time and saying, oh, army general, you are only pleased with the fact that the Muslim